it's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Wednesday, the White House released a one-page outline for changes to the tax code that Trump described as
the biggest, the reductions massive, the reform package the largest in history.
But what is it actually, and what does it do? NBC's Ali Velshi told Chuck Todd,
this isn't tax reform, this is just a tax thing that increases the deficit, and this old canard that somehow we're going to grow our way out of it. Last summer in New York at the Economic Club, Donald Trump said that his tax plans are going to cause the economy to grow 4%, 5%, or 6%. Chris, we're at 1.6%. Virtually nothing short of war causes a mature economy to grow that much. I have a better chance of growing a full thick afro than we have of getting to 4%, 5%, or 6%. So we just have to accept this is what it is. It's a deficit financed tax cut. End of story.
Okay, so who would benefit from it?
First off, the plan bears little resemblance to populist middle class warrior Donald Trump that he branded himself during the campaign. There are tons of items that wealthy individuals have been lobbying for. The top income rate, slashed. The alternative minimum tax, gone. The estate tax, gone. Corporate taxes, cut by more than half. And that's just to name a few. To be fair, it's not all geared towards just the wealthy. The standard deduction at the lower end gets doubled. There's a one-time tax on overseas profits that could be used to pay for some things, including this tax cut. There are also commitments to close loopholes for the wealthy, although, like much of the plan, the details are fuzzy, and no doubt intentionally so today. Bottom line, this appears to be a tax plan full of policy and political landmines that the White House doesn't yet want to touch.
Sadly, it's money that matters.
And of course, it would benefit Trump's family and businesses, but would probably hurt the middle class.
We are going to eliminate on the personal side all tax deductions other than mortgage interest and charitable deductions.
That means your deductions for state and local taxes, student loan interest, tax preparation fees, medical and dental expenses, job searching and job-related expenses, and lots more would all be eliminated. There was actual breaking news on CNN Wednesday night.
The headline is that Trump agrees not to terminate NAFTA at this time. He spoke with the Mexican president. He spoke with the prime minister of Canada. The statement said the leaders agreed to proceed swiftly according to their required internal procedures to enable the renegotiation of NAFTA deal to benefit all three countries.
Should I stay or should I go?
But just earlier today, we had guidance that he was going to sign some sort of agreement to get out of NAFTA on the 100-day mark of his presidency. So what is going on here?
But that was then. This is now. This is Donald Trump.
You spin me right round, baby, right round, like a record, baby, right round, round, round.
Look, this is in some ways as head-spinning as so many of the reversals that Trump has undertaken. He was going to name China a currency manipulator. On day one, he said,
No, didn't do it.
He talked about how going to get much tougher on trade with the Europeans, didn't do it. He talked about how NATO was obsolete and he essentially seemed to be threatening to pull out of NATO. He didn't do it. Obamacare was going to be repealed. That hasn't happened. There's no money for the wall. The NAFTA piece is actually stunning because this was a centerpiece of his worldview. Donald Trump's worldview is that America has been losing, 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 and most importantly, has been losing a trade. And NAFTA, if you recall, almost every campaign stop, he said NAFTA was the worst trade deal ever made in the history of this country. So what Donald Trump has now said, not 100 days into his presidency, that after having concluded for 10 years that this was the worst deal America ever made, he's going to keep it.
All 100 members of the Senate went on a field trip to the White House on Wednesday for what seemed like a sad attempt for the resident to get a nice photo op to mark making it through 100 days in office. Senator Tammy Duckworth seemed perplexed about the purpose.
I seriously felt like I could have gotten all that information by reading a newspaper. I did not see any new information coming out of that briefing at all. It felt more like a dog and pony show to me than anything else. It's quite remarkable that they bussed 100 senators over there, and then the very same team that briefed us came back with us to the Capitol to brief the 400 plus members of Congress. When I talked to some of my former colleagues in the House, and they said there wasn't anything new in their briefing either.
And finally, the zombie GOP America's Healthcare Act is back. The Freedom Caucus, you know, the remnants of the Tea Party, was was against it the first time around because it didn't kick enough people off of their health care. The new version allows states to opt out of essential medical coverage like maternity care or mental health and to charge exorbitant rates for pre-existing conditions. Mo Brooks spoke with Katie Turr on MSNBC on Wednesday to explain why he now supports it or not.
I'm tickled pink that the Freedom Caucus has been able to give states the power, the authority, to fit their health insurance policies according to the needs and financial abilities of the citizens of those states.
What about those who are in other states who do have a pre-existing condition? Maybe there's a child with cancer or a family member who is suffering from a heart disease. What do you say to those who are not in a state that has decided to protect them?
This bill still has a lot of imperfections. I'm hesitant to vote for it, although I'm a lot closer to yes than I have been.
From tickled pink to hesitant to vote for it. Just like that.
And just like that, we're at day 98.
100 days. We are 6.8% of the way home. Paid for by anybody else 2020. I got
good news. If you appreciate What's News and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. We are 100% listener supported and we need you. Find out how to help at NicoleSandler.com/donate.